it seems that it is a struggle for the last 3 to 4 years, and this year it's not any better than the year before. I wouldn't say it's getting worse as well, maybe in regards to cost of living, yes, but it's pretty much the same as in the previous years. There's not much improvement at all.
Are students having to live in commuter towns on the outskirts of Sligo town this year?
Oh, not only on the outskirts of Sligo town, but in different counties as well. We have many students commuting from Mayo, from Cavan, and in all fairness, it's quite ridiculous some of the routes that people have to take on a daily basis or will have to take throughout the academic year.
The rent a room scheme, Emil, how are students locally feeling about that?
Look, of course it is not the first preference, but there is not much more that we are able to do at this stage. Of course it would be better if there would be a university-owned accommodation and everyone had a possibility to basically be in a room themselves and have more privacy than you have in digs. However, the reality sort of strikes all of us to the ground and doesn't allow us to do that. So it is the best option that we have, and we just have to go with it, unfortunately, until new accommodation is built.
And are many students taking up the rent a room scheme locally?
Oh, of course they are. Yeah, no. So we have quite a steady income of landlords coming to us trying to provide accommodation, and most of the apartments that we advertise, they are taken pretty much immediately. So yeah, many people are taking on the digs because basically you make a decision. Either you go into digs or you have to commute ridiculous distance.
What would you like to see in terms of long-term solutions with regards to student accommodation in Sligo?
So there are two very important things that I have to mention here. One is to allow technological universities to actually borrow money. So we need to borrow in framework so we can borrow money ourselves to build the infrastructure. That's number one. And number two that we really need to see is some sort of digs legislation. So one of the issues with digs is that basically neither the tenant or landlords are protected, and everything functions under voluntary framework. There is no connection to RTD as such. And it would be great to see some sort of digs legislation be coming up soon.